Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5:37, Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN. The St. Louis Cardinals have made a lineup-altering trade earlier today with the Arizona Diamondbacks. They've acquired slugger Paul Goldschmidt in exchange for right-handed pitcher Luke Weaver, catcher Carson Kelly, and infielder Andy Young. That means you really didn't give up much, right?
No, we didn't give up much at all. I was thinking that.
Really? You didn't give up a 19-year-old possible Luke, superstar? Because that's what the Mets did last
that
week.
That was a poor move. Luke Weaver is a good pitcher, but they can spare him for Paul Goldschmidt.
The Mets got a 36-year-old second baseman coming off a PED suspension and a lights-out closer, but I don't know what a light-out closer does for you unless you're supposed to be really good.
You have to be able to win the game.
Yeah, you have to be up late in the game.
Right. You have to be to winning. Winning.
Yeah, you know, to use your closer effectively, you need to be ahead. Head late.
Sure.
Mets aren't usually ahead late.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that's going to work out. So the Mets get a 36-year-old second baseman in Robinson Cano coming off a PED suspension, plus a lights-out closer, had to give up a package of players that included a 19-year-old possible future all-star.
Mm-hmm. That's not good.
And the Cardinals get Paul Goldschmidt, and they don't really give up anything.
For some dudes. No, it's great. It's a great – I mean, they've been struggling. They had, like, you know, Matt Carpenter was
people
playing.
People in St. Louis will love him.
They're going. He's probably going to be the face of the franchise.
31 years old, been an all-star six consecutive seasons. Last season hit .290, 33 home runs, 83 RBI, 35 doubles, 90 walks, had a .922 OPS. He really is awesome.
He's awesome.
And so now you add an awesome bat to the St. Louis Cardinals lineup, and perhaps they're ready to close the gap between the rest of the NL Central. You excited about this?
Very excited.
You should be excited about this. That's a significant pickup. I wish the Mets
Matt,
had Paul
Matt Carpenter did not belong at first base, so he'll go over to third base, and presumably, and Paul Goldschmidt would be the third, you know, bat third. It's great. They've had no one in that place.
I'll flip a 36-year-old second baseman coming off a PED suspension who's still got 5 years, $120 million on his contract for Paul Goldschmidt right now if you'll do it.
Why did the Mets so badly think they needed Robinson Cano? Like, what, where do you, where, if you're sitting around the office, you can't even concoct that thought.
Well, let me argue it. I can actually argue it.
Okay, please.
I disagree with the deal. I would not have done the deal.
Right.
But I can argue it.
Okay.
You're a brand new general manager.
Yeah.
You want to make a splash.
Okay.
You want to get good quickly.
Yeah.
Or as good as you can get quickly because you've got Jacob DeGrom, Noah Syndergaard, and Zach Wheeler, Steven Matz, all under team control.
Okay.
So you've got a rotation that is undeniably good enough to compete for the playoffs, maybe even compete for the World Series, and now you've got to work on getting your lineup better. And you can do Robinson Cano does make you better.
He hits, yeah.
He does make you better.
Yes.
And then you've got a lights-out closer, arguably the greatest closer in the game. And then they give up a 19-year-old prospect who was
phenom.
Maybe.
Maybe.
He was a top 10 pick in the 2018 in Major League Baseball draft.
Mm-hmm.
But the argument there is, okay, he wasn't going to help you for 2 or 3 years anyway.
Right.
And, like, trying to project 19-year-old baseball players can be very difficult unless they're obviously Bryce Harper. And he's not obviously Bryce Harper.
Okay.
I'm trying to win right now while we've got these pitchers unhealthy and under team control. And so we're going to add Robinson Cano. That does make us better. And all of the win projection stuff, according to the Mets analytics, it does show that it makes them better.
Okay.
Puts them in the 80s, I think 83, 84 win projection. Mm. And they're not done yet, they say. They're willing to spend more money because they've got insurance money coming on David Wright.
Right.
And they're going to reinvest that into the payroll. And you're going to look up in March, April, and the Mets are going to have a team that can compete in the NL East. And some of that's going to have to do with adding Robinson Cano. That's the argument. I wouldn't give up on the 19-year-old.
Well, I guess you
but
hope
that's
that,
the argument.
You hope that Bryce Harper's not in your division, you know?
Well, the Nationals just added another top-shelf pitcher yesterday, Patrick Corbin. So now they go Strasburg, Scherzer, Corbin. That's tough to deal with.
Good.
And yeah, you want Harper out of Washington. The Mets keep like hinting that maybe they'll get involved with Harper or mm-hmm. Machado. I don't believe either one of those things. But yeah, you want like the most likely landing spot for Harper.
Philadelphia, right?
It's been Philadelphia or Washington. Neither one's great for the Mets.
Yeah.
So you'd like to get him out of the NL East if you can.
Cardinals would love to have, Bryce Harper. I mean, it'd be great. I would love to have Bryce Harper.
Yeah, but he's not signing there. They're not going to spend that kind of money. I mean,
they are such cheap bitches, aren't they? I hate that.
I'm not
going
to call anybody a cheap bitch.
I love the Cardinals, but they don't spend any money. They screw everybody, and they work around the edges. That's the Cardinal. That's what I think.
I would bet right now Harper ends up staying in Washington.
For that $300,000 or whatever, or $300 million or whatever?
It'd be more like $350, $375.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get the $400, but he's going to get in excess of $350.
Do you think he'll stay in Washington?
That's what most baseball writers seem to think right now, and I'll just trust them.
Yeah.
But yeah, big move by the Cardinals today. They had Paul Goldschmidt, six-time NL All-Star, hit .290 last year, 33 home runs. That's a good deal for the Cardinals. I am more a fan of that deal for the Cardinals than I am a fan of the Mets deal last week, but I'm ready for baseball season. I'm always ready for baseball season.
You got a while to wait, man. You got that basketball season to get through.
It'll be here before you know it, cowboy.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.